couple of years ago, at this very novena, I was sitting in the pews like you are today, listening to a reflection in the middle of the week, and I was suddenly struck with emotion. I was close to tears, and I don't cry, ever. I hoped that no one would glance in my direction and see the expression on my face. This was something new. I couldn't name this experience, but I knew the message was resonating. Later that day, I emailed the speaker and thanked her for her words, telling her how meaningful they had felt to me in the moment. She responded quickly, writing, "Oh, Brittany, thank you, but..." I couldn't understand what she was saying. But what? It had been hard for me to be honest and write those words. Why was she shrugging off my praise? She continued, "Really, your gratitude all belongs with the Holy Spirit. You're in a good place, asking hard questions of yourself and God. Hold on to that." Even reading her kind words, I was unconvinced. That was God? It couldn't be that simple. I may have been new to this parish, to the concept of a novena, to sharing from my own faith perspective, but I knew God. God did not work like this, I thought. Naaman knew God too, or so he thought. In today's first reading, Naaman struggles with accepting a simple answer to what he thought would be a complex problem. He is hurting, in pain, and he asks for healing, but he wants it in a certain way. He responds with anger to the prophet Elisha's response when he asks to be cured. I thought that he would surely come out and stand there to invoke the Lord his God, and would move his hand over the spot and thus cure the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed? But it is not Naaman's choice to be cured how he imagines he might be. He's reluctant to trust the simple solution, but it is in this struggle that he receives his answer. Naaman's servants approach him with perspective, saying, "If the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it?" And there, led out of his stubbornness by the quiet humility of his servants, suspending for just a moment his expectation about how God works, Naaman does what the prophet instructs him to do, and he is healed. Like Naaman, I often have difficulty trusting in the slow work of God. I am comforted by the illusion that I am in control. I make my bed every morning, and I listen attentively in prayer, and I would like to think that I will know God working in me when I see it. But again, like with Naaman, it is not just my willpower that draws me closer to God. It is not my expectation about how God will work. It is in that email conversation, in those moments when I am able to be led out of my stubbornness by the quiet humility of others, that I can be healed of my disbelief. Sometimes we doubt because it is difficult and scary to believe that things can change. Maybe we've gotten used to cracks in our relationships or dependencies that we can't shake. Maybe we're afraid we don't have the strength to do what might be asked of us. But when we're operating from that small place of fear and pain, we're forgetting that God does extraordinary work without asking our permission. It doesn't have to be difficult for us. The good news may look simple, but it's also bigger than we can imagine. In his poem, In Flesh, Jesuit scholastic Thomas Flowers writes, "And you came not despite our fear and endless doubt, not regardless of the pain, not ignoring the carnality, but rather because of it, rather because you meant it when you said long ago that you were God with us." That's it. God comes to help us see our stories anew. That is all God wants for us. To draw closer in relationship, to trust, to be healed. Nothing we do can keep that away. When we trust in those humble waters, we realize that God goes beyond the depth of our pain, the strength of our resistance, even the burden of our struggle, to find us and show us how our stories aren't at all what we thought. God is always with us, especially in the midst of our most human experiences. Jesus came to be human with us, to suffer like we do. In Jesus, we have a rich example of God working in the opposite way we might expect. God became human to tell us that we are never alone. Jesus defied expectation, going beyond our hopes and our fears to bring us eternal life. And so as we step deeper into Lent and into the middle of this novena with our hopes and fears, perhaps unable to dream beyond the realities of our circumstances, we gather together, not alone. I am reminded of the worthiness of owning our stories with all their scars by these words from Sister Joan Chittister. In her book, Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope, she writes, "If we give up in the midst of struggle, we never find out what the struggle would have given us in the end. If we decide to endure it to the end, we come out of it changed by the doing of it. I have come to understand that it is not struggle that defeats us. It is our failure to struggle that depletes the human spirit. We not only can survive struggle, but it seems we are meant to survive in new ways, with new insights, with new heart. The great secret of life is how to survive struggle without succumbing to it, how to bear struggle without being defeated by it, how to come out of great struggle better than when we found ourselves in the midst of it, trying to survive, trying to go on. Why? Because going on is what life is all about, because there is no other choice. The only question is whether we go on in the full of ourselves or live wounded and dour for the rest of our lives. One way is defeat, the other is hope. The essence of struggle is the decision to become new rather than simply to become older. It is the opportunity to grow either smaller or larger in the process. So we don't have to fight that struggle. We don't even have to rise above it to find God. It's in this very struggle, this process of becoming new, that God finds us. Jesus didn't come to live among us despite our doubt and disease and pain. Jesus came because of our struggle. God is simply God with us. We are here at this novena because we desire more in our lives and in our relationship with God. Whether your desire is healing or trust, reconciliation or relief, God has already drawn close to you in your struggle. Like me and Naaman, you may be looking for dramatic experiences or profound signs, but sometimes God works quietly in us. It's when we quiet our hearts and swallow our stubbornness that God's healing and humble waters wash over us. It's then that we can see our story anew.